Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
About as even-keel, unassuming a young basketball star that you'll find, and we're talking about sophomore guard Yarden Garzon, you wouldn't know if she'd scored 3 or 30. She's straightforward, honest with you, even after that career night 30, Monday night, against Evansville in that 109-56 blowout.
Feels great, but I didn't really think about it. Like, during the game, I didn't know how many points I had. So, I feel like I'm trying to get better every day, and we are trying to get better as a team every day. We're trying to focus on the defensive side of the ball. I think we have to get better a lot, so we have a work to do. I felt good, but I didn't know how many points I have, so I just tried to play and be aggressive.
Came out red hot Monday, hitting 12 of 14 from the field in 26 minutes. Yarden Garzon, Indiana, shot, by the way, an NCAA Division I single game record, 71-7 from the floor, and winning its 8th in a row and its 16th consecutive home court win against non-conference competition. We'll try to extend that to 17 Friday night, 6 o'clock. They host Bowling Green. Pacers started out December 4-0. They're 0-4 since. Mark Boylan is pregame ahead of Charlotte tonight at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, we saw firsthand how Zach Sims bailed South out last Friday, the senior scoring all 23 of his points in the second half in overtime to help Hall of Fame head coach J.R. Holmes win his 900th career game. And then on Saturday night at Edgewood, the Mustangs' Carson Huttenlocher's three-pointer with 3 seconds to play against Sullivan, a much-needed win there, 39-38. WGCL Sports Insider Jim Gordillo with Caden Huttenlocher postgame.
Great play by Mylon White just to get the ball into the corner there. Mylon really did carry that part of the play. Yeah. And it was a ball screen play to get into a drive, into an and one, or just to kick out three. And then I have to pump fake because I knew he'll jump, because previously last year I was a great three-point shooter. And since I pump faked, he jumped. I've been working on that sidestep since last year and just went in.
Well, it did indeed, and Huttenlocher had been struggling from three-point range, less than 20% all season long. But Edgewood wins it. They're 3-5. They're off until next Tuesday when they play in the opening round of the Wabash Valley Tournament against Shackamack over in Terre Haute. Well, the Pacers trying to win one here, a four-game losing streak, hosting Charlotte tonight. Mark Boylan is pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.